This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Robin Crozier, Robincrozier, date of birth 05/27/1955, date of appointment November 10th, 2022, requesting physician Mary Kate Barnett, MaryKateBarnett. Dear Dr. Barnett, I have the pleasure of seeing Robin Crozier today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who cannot walk. She falls frequently for a couple of years. She speaks fast. Memory is bad, forget easily, lives alone, cannot drive, have cats. She can write the check and pay her bill. Legs are weak and wobbly. Past medical history, bipolar disorder, GERD, anxiety, hyperthyroidism, depression. Past surgical history, endoscopy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, benztropin, 2 milligram, 2 times daily, lithium, famotidine, omeprazole, magnesium, iron, hydroxyzine, trazodone, methimazole. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is widowed, lives alone, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 2 sisters, 4 brother. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having depression, anxiety, urinary pain, poor control, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, all sound present. Next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexy 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic. Assessment. Before that test, I did the mini mental status examination. And she scored 24 out of 30. MRI of the brain done on 11-1-2022, which shows symmetric foci of tissue loss in the each parietal lobe, unchanged compared to the prior study, no acute or suspicious process demonstrated. Assessment and plan. 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, dementia. Number 3, tremor. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, frequent fall. Next paragraph. Her dementia can be due to her psychiatric issue, but Alzheimer's disease is also a possibility. Her frequent fall and gait ataxia is due to peripheral neuropathy. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and I would like to start Aricept 5 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.